WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, just after 10, College Station police responded to the 1600 block of Southwest Parkway near Bee Creek Park. According to police, two victims said three suspects confronted them while they were taking out their trash. One suspect pointed a gun at them and demanded valuables. The victims complied and were not injured. The suspects were described as three black teenage boys. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Add the Bryan School Board to the growing list opposed to being rated by the state by an A through F letter grade. Board President Trey Moore says campus grades will cause parents to overlook the district's specialized academic programs.
And realize that there is an IB or a Project Lead the Way or, you know, a STEM academy in the junior high or a pre-IB type academy in a junior high, you know, a true GT academy in elementary.
Doug Wunnenberger has no problem with having a different accountability system.
It's apparent to me that the system was never meant to improve student performance. It's a pecuniary accounting at the public schools in general.
Bryan and College Station are among more than 60 school boards calling on the legislature to drop the letter grade rating before the new system starts next fall. College Station police officers have issued one ticket and 88 warnings during the first month of the city's new ban on wireless devices while driving and bicycling.
We've had a handful that came in from out of town. Mainly the violators are residents that are in Bryan and College Station.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says to tell your family and friends coming to town for the holidays about the ban.
Tell them, hey, when you get into the city of College Station, put the phone away. Put directions to my house in your phone in audible mode or Bluetooth, or on your GPS that's mounted to your dash so you know how to get here. Don't use your phone when you get into town.
Brock says most drivers have said they forgot about the ban or did not know there was one. State Senator Charles Schwartner, who represents Brazos County, has filed legislation that would require state contractors to utilize the federal E-Verify system to determine the legal work status of their employees. Senate Bill 23 would create a law based on an executive order issued by former Governor Perry that currently requires state contractors and subcontractors to use E-Verify. Schwartner cited information from the Legislative Budget Board that there are currently 30,000 active government contracts between the state of Texas and private businesses that are collectively valued at more than $91 billion. 14 state senators agreed to co-sponsor SB 23, including Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham and Brandon Creighton of Conroe. One of the newly elected members of the Bryan City Council has compiled a list of what he wants to address in the next 3 years. Ruben Marine on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the list includes unity on the council.
Second on that list that the citizens voiced were the unity on the city council.
Then comes city services.
We have a great city staff that does just a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. So we'll work to continue those city services and make sure they're on par with the rest of the city for district one.
Marine says topping the list is street improvements. And now that it's been a few weeks since the new mayors of the Twin Cities had their first competitive event, it was time to ask the big question on the Infomaniacs.
I don't know who won the Walmart challenge.
Well, you're going to really make me do that, huh?
I got to. I mean, I haven't heard anything, and so I figure I'm going to roll it out.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson kept the suspense going for a few moments on who won the annual Salvation Army bell ringing challenge.
The streak continues.
The streak continues.
All
that's right.
Right. Well, congratulations on that. That's fun.
Nelson noted the winner was the Salvation Army, which continues bell ringing stations at various locations. And if you think the last couple of mornings were cold, it was worse 20 years ago. The National Weather Service reports record cold temperatures were set in the Twin Cities in 1996. Yesterday morning's low was at Easterwood Airport was 23. That compares with the record of 17. Sunday's low was 27 compared to the record of 19. As for today, the record low was 18 set in back in 1924. Right now, it's 36 degrees. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 to implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
8:11, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Oh, see, hadn't even loaded the weather up. Okay. Work, 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 work. Just so, it's so busy.
Typical Tuesday,
it
Scott.
Is, I know. Well, and again, well, and Bill Oliver, Bill putting in a longer day today than
yeah,
usual.
Yeah, he is. I already saw him.
Yep, and so we're in here just dealing with issues having to do with, problems. I'm not going to say issue. I hate, we have an issue. No, we don't, we have a problem. Let's
everybody
call it what
freak
it is.
Out.
Yeah, let's call it what it is, all right? It's not an issue. All right, anyhow, so we're going to do 52 today. Going to have 63 tomorrow, probably more sunshine tomorrow than we've got today. About 58 again on Thursday. And then Saturday, hey, live for the weekend, right? 72 degrees on Christmas Eve day. On Christmas Day, we're looking at 73 as well. So there you are. You had your cold weather, kids. So see, they got freezing weather and school didn't even close. See, that's not fair. That's just not fair. When it's under 32.
Well, is school not already out? I thought they were out.
Well,
for
I think
a couple
they're doing
weeks.
Finals and stuff.
I think today's a half day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew some kiddos in elementary, yep. And today's a half day, and then they're done.
Then they'll be out and gone. Okay. All right. So, College Station reminding people it's against the law to talk on your phone that you're holding in your hand.
Right.
You can use a hands free device, mm-hmm. And that's it. So, Steve Brock talking to us, and what, we've had one ticket, is that right?
One ticket, 88 warnings.
Now, so...
And remember, this started November 9th, so it's been a little over a month.
Yeah, I mean, they're serving notice on us, right? Mm-hmm. They're letting us know. Now, I'm wondering why...
The ticket?
Why the one, yeah.
We didn't ask him at the time. He actually, when that was Bill Oliver's interview that you heard the audio from, and... that did not come up during the actual interview portion of it. Bill may know, but I would assume that it was just a very reckless
an
driver.
An egregious situation,
yes,
right. Maybe
yes.
In an
like
accident
in and out of, like, lanes and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they had a bad attitude.
That's true.
That too. But then he says most of the people either A, forgot, or B, didn't know that this was a thing, okay? So if there's anybody left after I forgot and didn't know it was a thing, mm-hmm. Wouldn't that basically be I knew it was a thing and I did it anyway?
Right.
Or I don't care about your damn law.
And
I mean,
I,
you know,
I imagine the people that say they didn't know,
yeah,
probably knew.
Yeah, that's well, yeah, I think that's probably right. I don't know. It's it's fine. It's not going to stop it. We know that people are going to do it anyway. Every day you still see people doing that, and it's. It's not, again, if you're driving in Bryan, you don't put the phone down when you get into College Station. You don't abruptly tell them you can't do that. I did the other day say to somebody, I'm driving, I'll call you back.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't know that I've ever done that before.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't answer the phone. I'll look at the phone and I'll ignore it.
Were you in Bryan?
Yes, I was. Yeah, okay. I was. No, I was in College Station. No.
Oh,
I was. No,
but
I was
you were on the station. Phone and then you said, I'm driving, I'll call you back.
Yeah, they called and did that.
Okay.
Way to step up to the plate, Scott.
Yeah, well, that's once. Okay, that'll make one. All right, so bikinis made out of black electrical tape were a thing.
Okay.
Mm, that sounds painful.
Wait a minute. You're okay with that?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. The taped garments are rolled right onto the women's bodies.
Okay, yeah, that is painful.
See, I don't think that's not a good
idea. What are we talking about here? What is this from?
Well, better make sure you're waxed before you do that.
The New York Post has got the story.
Okay.
It says some devotees are traveling as far as 4 hours to get their electrical taped bikinis. This is in Brazil.
Are there pictures of this? Hold on. Just
I'm sure there probably are. And again, it's Brazil. They're a little different.
Okay.
They kind of...
So they travel 4 hours to get it taped on, and then how long does it stay?
I guess as long as they want.
True.
And then, you know, once you sit down and start traveling for 4 hours,
right.
I bet it's going to come loose somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I was about to say, Scott, we got plenty up here if anybody's interested.
Okay. Plenty of, what, electrical tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zach's volunteering.
Yeah.
There you go. To be the taper.
Yeah. Oh, be the taper.
No, the
or
taper.
The model. Yeah.
Either one.
Now, we were in Toronto, of all places, and in a department store window, they had prom formals made of duct tape.
I've heard of that.
On mannequins.
These things don't leave much to the imagination.
Well,
just FYI.
Well, again, it's Brazil.
Okay? Yeah.
What do you expect? That's the way they are. All right, so here we go. Apple got their new wireless AirPods out yesterday, and of course, they sold out within minutes. The AirPods are the way that Apple wants you now to connect with your iPhone. No longer that headphone jack, because that's so the other day. Yeah. So now if you're looking for a pair for Christmas or whatever, then you're out of luck, since Apple now says the next shipment will be coming around the second week in February.
They talk about cost. Does it have anything
know. I don't know what they are.
I mean, it's a cool idea, obviously.
Sure. Well, again, they're trying to change the culture if you're okay with that. So, okay, you didn't get the AirPods and you didn't get the Hatchimals for your kids, so it's pretty much a loser Christmas, right? Got no chance.
Right.
Okay. New Jersey police have nabbed a pair of shoplifting twins, twin brothers Lenny and Kenny, the Stewart brothers, allegedly entered a supermarket, tossed nearly 200 bars of Dove soap into a bag, and then ran out the door without paying. Police say the twins ran straight into a garbage can, fell over. Then they got back up and ran into a shopping cart, fell over. With the employees on their tail, the pair kept running.
I'm just
they rounded the
this.
Corner. Yeah, and here was a police officer who was actually there investigating something else.
I'm still trying to go over the names of the fact that their names are Lenny and Kenny.
Lenny and Kenny.
And that they were stealing soap.
Soap, yeah. That's again.
And that they apparently couldn't see where they were going.
Well, and I guess they thought out that they were going to steal the soap.
Right.
And
what are you going to do with soap?
I don't know. And it's just soap.
Yeah, it's not very expensive.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Pakistan's national airline wanted to make sure they didn't have another accident like the one in December on the 7th that killed 47 people, so they sacrificed a black goat.
What?
It's a different world over there.
Yeah.
Poor Lenny.
No, it is.
Yeah, Lenny the goat. The airline ground staff did the ceremony next to the ATR-42 aircraft that was about to leave for a domestic flight. Airline management clear that the employees took it upon themselves to sacrifice the goat, not the manager.
Were they offering it up as an offering or
yes,
some sort?
Yes, to ward off evil. Yes, to ward off evil.
To ward off evil, yep. We...
Flight took off and landed safely. No word on whether there was mutton on the menu. But I mean, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that for every flight, right? That wouldn't, you know.
There's a lot of goats in Pakistan.
I guess there might be. That's fine. All right, here we go. You've heard of fantasy football leagues now.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Fantasy Bachelor League? Variety reports there's been betting sites that are tracking ABC's The Bachelor.
Oh, I know plenty of people that be in on that
with various unofficial. Okay, now is it still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It unfortunately.
Is. Yeah. How long has this show been going, approximately? I mean, you got any idea? I mean, has it been going 7 years, 10 years? Has it been, okay.
I have no. It's.
But you said right away.
21 seasons.
What? Yeah.
But well, they do 2 seasons a year.
Okay. Well, so, all right. So it's 10 years.
Yeah. If not longer than
but,
that.
But I mean, straight away, Zach, you said, I know people who'd be in that.
Yeah. I,
mean,
I know people who do
that. Really? It's that
yeah,
big a thing.
Yeah. I actually had a friend that called me and asked me to pick which girls I thought would get kicked off.
I have friends that get together every single Monday night to watch it.
Is that
like
right?
Watch parties.
My mom has her girlfriend over and they watch it.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so ABC has launched its own fantasy league for The Bachelor.
Oh, God.
There's prizes, including a dozen roses for you if you think you can pick the 4 women who make it to the hometown date portion of the season.
How funny.
I mean, it could be a lot.
Top 4.
Huh?
The top 4. Yeah. That's the, yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying this like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Have we actually looked up statistics on seeing how many of these relationships last? Because I know one of the first guys got married, right?
Tristan and Ryan.
Yeah.
They got married. They were the very first couple, and they've been together since then.
I thought they were Splitsville.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
I know they had kids, so that's unfortunate if they are.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to stand over
it. Oh, come on, Scott.
I'm just sitting
but
down.
But no, I haven't watched it in years, but you're right, intrigued. Zach. They usually do not end up together or stay together.
Well,
the worst was when the one guy, he picked one girl in the final. And then on, like, the comeback, like, when they get together at the end, like, the live announcement, he said, just kidding, and picked the other girl.
Oh. Do what?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a little cold.
Because, you know, they air this after it's kind of already happened.
Yeah.
And so they have to, like, live in secrecy for 3 months. But then they bring them back on, and it's a live show to see where they are and how happy they are. And then you find out they've broken up, and he really changed his mind and went back to the other one.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Man, life's tough, especially when it's just publicized all over national TV.
Could be worse. A&E has given the green light to a new reality series that follows members of the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm.
Uh-huh. 8 episodes. It's called Generation KKK. See, this is not good.
No, well, it's not. Just... Nothing good comes out of this.
Well, you know, A&E has some interesting... I mean, and you're talking about different documentaries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand how people might be interested in just what kind of folks are part of this and what is their lifestyle like that makes them that way.
Okay.
True.
It's compelling. And, of course, they have hoarders on there that after you watch it, you want to clean everything.
You know, I've said it before. We watched 1.5 episodes of that.
Yeah.
Just get creeped out.
It's gross.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable.
It's really gross.
Well, the New York Post reports, and here's the deal, starts Tuesday, January. I mean, and I hear what you're saying. How else can you find out about this? And whether it's the KKK or something else.
Right.
And my question is, well, we'll see. I mean, it's like anything else. You can edit things to look like anything.
Mm, right. Is it Leah Remini?
Leah Remini.
Yeah. She has basically it's a Scientology.
Have you watched that?
Yes,
I have. I wanted to.
And
or
it's
I've
really,
seen,
it's
is
really
it?
Interesting because she goes in, she talks about Scientology. She was a Scientologist for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's reformed. She's no longer in it. And she's basically visiting with people who were part of it. And talks about how Scientology gears itself towards celebrities and does all of these things for celebrities and kind of just delves into the background that not a lot of people realize.
She's basically bashing on them.
Yeah, and calling it a cult is basically what she is. And
well, they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
From a lot of things that I understand, I'm not saying everybody who's in it is part of a cult, but I mean, it's really compelling stuff if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Well, and there have been, and I know that there are others. I forget who the actor was. I looked him up because I liked work that he had done.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
No.
Oh.
This is
John
a guy.
Travolta.
This is a guy whose career was basically ruined because he was a mid-range actor. Okay, he was a working actor. He was making a living doing it, but basically dropped off the face of the earth. And he says it was because of Scientology, because they ruined his career. Somebody like Cruise, obviously, he's elevated. He's in the penthouse suite or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I remember a long time ago, because what they would do is, I think L. Ron Hubbard was still alive when they started advertising his book, Dianetics. And they didn't talk about it as a religion or anything. They talked about this book, Dianetics, which was just, you know, life-changing. And then we started hearing about how it's, you know, people from outer space and all this other kind of stuff. But I've heard that what's her name again? Leah Remini or something?
Yeah.
I think it's Remy, but it's spelled like it should be Remini.
But it's long enough and in detail enough, apparently, that she really does tell interesting stories, to say the least.
Yeah.
Well, because I remember watching her interview on Good Morning America, and this was months ago. This was maybe back in the summer or even before then, because if I was watching, I wasn't on this show.
That's right.
She just lets it go. She has no bars. She just kind of, and I'm sure even more so in this documentary when she really gets to just kind of open up about it.
Now, I guess, is it on YouTube or is it on TV?
A&E. It was on A&E. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It'll be out there and it's probably on demand. Mm-hmm. New York Post reports some of the stories that they will include in this KKK thing. An imperial wizard hoping to groom his teenage daughter to take his place. Boy, you don't think about
that. That's interesting.
Yeah. An Iraqi war veteran and KKK member raising his four-year-old son to embrace his views. A young man whose close friend is a Klan leader and asks him to pledge his loyalty to the group. And a fifth-generation KKK family struggling to keep up the legacy.
Well, I mean, it's like a train wreck. I mean, you hate to see it, but you cannot not look.
Ignorance of it is probably not a good thing. All right, well, here, wash your ears out with this. Keanu Reeves is back with Lawrence Fishburne in a Matrix reunion. Upcoming movie is called John Wick Chapter 2. The original movie had Keanu playing a retired hitman seeking vengeance for killing of his puppy.
Now, have you seen this?
What's
Have you seen the first John Wick?
No.
It's everything you would think it would be as far as an action type movie. The storyline is really not much there.
Yeah.
But Keanu, he apparently did a lot of research into this. He does most of his own stunts, from what I understand.
Okay.
And trained with Navy SEALs as far as the different tactical things that they do, tactical maneuvers.
Yep.
And I kind of enjoyed the first one, but it's a guy's movie.
But well, it's
I understand.
Zach.
Yeah. It's Well, and Ben and I talk about this. I walked out of the Matrix. I haven't. I did. I
what?
Walked out of the Matrix. Well, what?
No, I just think that's funny.
Here's the reason I walked out of the Matrix, okay? Now, there's no doubt they were trying to take you to a higher intellectual level, okay? This whole Matrix thing. But they kept showing you who the bad guys were. Well, you know, if I'm smart enough to understand this higher level, quit showing me who the bad guy is. I got it, okay? Mm. I just got it. And maybe I missed out on a great movie. I don't know.
Should have taken the red pill.
Okay, all right. I know it's been like made billions of dollars and Keanu Reeves never has to work again, but damn it.
I never saw it.
If you want me to be at this level, then keep the movie at that level.
Right, that's a good point.
Quit taking it back down to first grade, okay? But, you know, that's fine.
I just watched it for the fight scenes.
Yeah, there you go.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Christine Lagarde can remain head of the International Monetary Fund despite her conviction of negligence in a case dating to her tenure as France's finance minister. France's Court of Justice of the Republic found Lagarde guilty of one count of negligence for not seeking to block a fraudulent 2008 arbitration award to a politically connected tycoon when she was finance minister. But the court spared her jail time and a criminal record, and the IMF's executive board reaffirmed its full confidence in the managing director. Casual clothing company Lands' End is named Jerome Griffith, the one-time CEO of the high-end luggage maker Tumi, as its next CEO. It's the second time the Dodgeville, Wisconsin company has reached into the luxury goods sector for a CEO who might revive sales of its flannel and rugby shirts. British Airways says it can run its full holiday schedule on Christmas and Boxing Day, even if a planned cabin crew strike goes ahead. The carrier says contingency plans are in place so flights can operate as normal. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Deep secrets of large diamonds. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Supersized diamonds like the Constellation and Kohinoor form deep in Earth's mantle. Gemological Institute of America research fellow Evan Smith says they carry information about where and when they formed.
I think it's really astonishing that diamonds, the most valuable and prized of all gems, are coincidentally some of the most scientifically valuable samples of the Earth.
In the journal Science, Smith and his colleagues report examining bits that diamond cutters had removed from large gems. They discovered tiny nickel and iron inclusions trapped inside. That means those same metals must pepper the molten rock of Earth's deep mantle. Their presence helps scientists understand how minerals form and cycle between Earth's deep layers and the surface. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, a word of holiday caution for anyone giving or receiving a fitness tracker. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. This Christmas, millions will give and receive Fitbits, Jawbones, Garmins, Samsung Gear, and Apple Watches, wearable gadgets to improve health and fitness. But a new report reminds us that as these things gather data, that data can be used against you. Fitness trackers capture not only your movements, heart rate, and body temperature, but also your moods and emotions. And if that data is combined with other personal lifestyle factors, your race, age, income, family health history, and the prescriptions you take, the data could be used to jack up your insurance premiums or even deny coverage. This is why gadgets come with safety and security warnings. Here's the bottom line. Read the warnings. Make sure you're comfortable with all the data that these things collect. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been just over 1 month since the city of College Station started banning the use of wireless devices while driving and bicycling. Police has issued one ticket and 88 warnings.
Very much like driving down the street, and any person can at times notice a vehicle swerving within a lane or not maintaining the appropriate speed, and you decide to pass that vehicle, and it doesn't surprise you that you see the driver there manipulating a communication device. That's what our officers are looking for.
Lieutenant Steve Brock encourages residents to tell their family and friends coming to town for the holidays about the ban. College Station police are looking for three black teenagers accused of armed robbery last night. According to the report, two victims were taking out their trash in the 1600 block of Southwest Parkway near Bee Creek Park when they were confronted by three suspects. One pointed a gun at them and demanded valuables. The victims complied and the suspects fled the area on foot. No one was injured. Further descriptions of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. There are more than 60 school boards in Texas opposed to having their districts rated by a letter grade. The Bryan School Board joined the growing list last night, calling on the legislature and governor to change the accountability system that's scheduled to start next fall. David Stasny says the state's new rules don't take into account factors out of the district's control, including a child's home life. He noted one issue with adopting a resolution, though, written by the statewide school administrators association.
The only part that I know, or at least I'm 99% sure the legislature and the governor will not accept, is the idea that it sort of implies that we're going to come up with our own accountability system, community-based. And that's, I just know that's not going to fly.
A resolution adopted last week by the College Station School Board calls for state and local input to determine campus and district-wide performance. Newly elected Bryan City Councilman Ruben Marine has compiled a list of what he wants to do in the next 3 years. Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, number one is improving streets.
I can name off a few, Palisota Street, Commerce Street, Leonard Road, which is part of TxDOT, which we would need to work with them to get developed. But to me, those are more safety issues. We have kids walking down those streets. The streets are very narrow. We need to work at getting those streets repaired.
Number two, as requested by residents of single-member District 1, is a unity on the city council. It may not get the attention as Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott did, jumping into a large red kettle, but the mayors of the Twin Cities do generate money for the local Salvation Army at the annual Bell Ringing Challenge. This year, new mayors participated. Andrew Nelson of Bryan was the first to be asked about the results on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I'm pleased to say that Mayor Mooney and I both raised a lot of money for a wonderful cause. Yeah. Salvation Army has been around for 150 years and longer than that. It's wonderful, but I'm even more delighted to say we worked together, two cities, one community.
Eventually, Nelson did announce the winner.
But on that day, the more competitive we are against each other, the more we raise for a good cause. And I'm quite to say that, happy to say, I think we won that.
The Salvation Army continues bell ringing at various locations. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 36 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news today at noon, or you can always go to our website for news, WTAW.com, and make sure to follow us on social media. That's WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A gift from Riviera Salon and Day Spa will delight anyone on your shopping list. With Riviera's holiday spa packages and gift baskets, you can treat the one that you love to a massage, facial, manicure, and pedicure, or any number of services and products from the full-service spa and salon. And for every $200 in gift certificates you buy, receive $10 in free spa dollars to treat yourself later. Riviera Salon and Day Spa on Rock Prairie across from the new Scott and White Hospital. Visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find them on Facebook.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, here we go. It's going to be probably 52 today. Low tonight about 40. 63 tomorrow. A little cooler on Thursday with some clouds rolling in, and we're talking upper 50s on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, that's Christmas Eve day. If you're keeping score, 72 degrees. And then Christmas Day will be 73. So, there you go. 36 right now. Chill factor is 32. yesterday. What was it? Like 23 at this time? Is that right?
It was pretty cold, Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, the wind
chill was like 11.
Yeah, the wind is laid down, which is good. I'm going to go out and burn stuff today because I enjoy doing that. Trying to get even with them. Look, all those times that Mother Nature gets at you, here, you get back by burning stuff, right? Okay. Carly needs a cat sitter, so she's here to advertise that. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
You really do, huh? You're looking for a cat sitter, huh?
Or a food dispensing bowl.
Okay, if you want to bother. Yeah, okay. See if you can borrow. You know, that's the other thing. That's a kind of a shared thing. Find somebody who's got a community food dispenser for critters and, you know, just borrow it.
Hope you're not on vacation at the same time.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah. I started with one of my neighbors one time. He said, you know what we ought to do is we ought to just get a community truck.
There you
go. Just park it someplace, and when somebody needs the truck, they come get it or they reserve it. So, you know, I thought, wow, I'm way too conservative to think like that. But anyhow, so there, we'll take care of that personal stuff. But what's going on as far as the Humane Society is concerned?
So we still have our 12 Strays of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, just a prequel.
We've had so many adoptions, which is awesome to see all these pets going home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then, so if you're still interested in coming out, check our website and Facebook. You'll be able to see what ones are $12. We also wanted to let you guys know what our holiday hours will be. So it's going to be normal up through Friday, and then we're going to be closed Saturday for Christmas Eve, and we're always closed Sunday. And we'll open back up Monday like normal, and it'll be the same exact schedule for the new year as well.
Don't go rolling in Friday at 4:00, okay? Like, if you're going to go in on Friday, go in early, okay? Like everybody else, you know, you want to get your work done.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a dog and you come in, you look through our kennels, don't be discouraged. If you don't see a lot of selection, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. We actually had a huge transfer to Houston.
Okay, all right.
So that really, really took a large load off of all of us at the shelter, so it's really helpful. But we do have a ton of dogs and cats, kittens and puppies still available, so come on out and take a look. We are still needing volunteers through the holiday season. We've got our normal orientation schedule, so if you want to sign up online, become a volunteer and help us out, you can come on those days that you might think, oh, they can't have volunteers because they're closed. Well, we still have to take care of the animals on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Yeah, if you're a townie, that's a good thing because if you're going to be in town here anyway.
Exactly, and it's kind of giving back on a special day, too. You know, you get to wake up in the morning, go help the animals, and come home to a nice warm house and celebrate.
Well, but it's going to be 72 anyway. We already know. Yeah, the weather's going to be good.
I'm just in cold mode right now.
I hear you. No, it's okay. I understand that. But no, you're right, and that also may end up being a situation where you decide you'd like to be able to maybe not do a regular shift, but do fill-in type volunteer work, and after you've done your orientation, then you're ready to go with that, right?
You can volunteer as much or as little as you'd like.
Yeah, humane societies are always about responsible pet ownership. I mean, that's what you want to do, and you've got some gifts that are really geared toward that too.
Yes, we've got our gift cards that you can purchase for adoptions or for microchips. So if you're going to come in to purchase those or to do donations, keep in mind the holiday schedule that we won't be open Saturday. And if you want to get that donation in before the end of the year, whether it's supplies like blankets or treats or a monetary donation, remember that we are going to be closed on Christmas Eve. So Friday before Christmas Eve will be the last day to do it.
Okay, do that and remember, good gifts. All right.
Yes.
Safe travels to you and happy holidays. We'll see you after Christmas, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, very good. So, did I say no? How do you get in touch with the folks at the shelter? I didn't let you do your contact info.
Good.
Sorry.
You're good. You can call us during our business hours, 979-775-5755, or you can go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
There we go. All right, very good. Thanks so much. Hey, Kate's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. So, first of all, what's the schedule as far as y'all are concerned this week?
We are closed Friday and closed Monday.
All right. So get your work done by Thursday if you're going to get over to the Chamber. What have we got going on?
So we are now accepting nominations for our 15th Annual Community Impact Awards, and these are sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. And so this is an awards program to recognize minority business owners who have demonstrated a great or significant impact to our community. The qualifications for this are if you're a Hispanic, African-American, Asian, American Indian women, and or service-disabled veteran-owned business. So if you can think of someone in the community who you would like to nominate to be recognized for this award, you can download the nomination form on our website or just give us a call and we'll help you out. The winners of this award will be honored at a luncheon on Tuesday, February 28th. So stay tuned for that. We are going to announce the winners before the luncheon, so we'll let you know when we get those.
Okay.
And then our next business after hours is going to be Thursday, January 19th at the Phillips Event Center. This is a great opportunity to kind of jumpstart the new year and get some networking in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our large, our big, our exciting, our Economic Outlook Conference coming up in January. This is kind of like our first event of the year.
Yeah.
We've kind of been a little bit slow, so I'm ready for our events to start back up again. But this is sponsored by Wells Fargo, and our hospitality sponsor is the City of College Station. It's going to be Wednesday, January 25th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hilton. And then our keynote speaker is the Texas Comptroller, Glenn Hagar, and he's going to kind of talk about not only the economic impact of our community, but what's going on in Texas as well, and we're really excited to hear him present. We don't have any ribbon cuttings until the end of the year. It's kind of feel a little bit lost, but if you're interested in scheduling a ribbon cutting or if you'd like more information, our membership representative, Michael, would love to talk to you about that. And then also, in conclusion, we just want to give a little bit of shout out or recognition to one of our Inner Circle Platinum members. CHI St. Joseph really helps us out throughout the year, and we're really excited to have them be a partner with us at the Chamber, and we really appreciate everything they do for us.
Sure, absolutely. Well, happy holidays to you and everybody at the Chambers, and we'll see you all next week, okay?
Great.
You bet. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Tiny lights twinkle in the night as excited children anticipate Christmas dreams fulfilled. Feel the warmth and enjoy the magic of the season. Starfire wishes you all the peace, love, and joy of Christmas. Happy holidays from Starfire, 979-776-2215.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during
Toyotathon. That's
amazing! Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Toyotathon ends January 3rd. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 1-3-17.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs, and we're powering down for the end of the week because... So it's half day today. Is that what we decided as far as school
is
concerned?
Oh, for school. Oh, I was like, really? Yeah.
No, we're not powering down. No, we can't. We have to.
We're
you know,
here.
We got inside work. Okay?
Full steam ahead.
Yeah, it's not like it's difficult.
But yes, half day, I believe, for at least like the elementary school kids, and I'm assuming up through high school. But,
Yep. Probably right. Okay, then there's this. Here we go. Wait.
Holy Picasso, Batman.
Yeah.
It turns out that Adam West, the actor who brought the Caped Crusader to the small screen in the classic 1960s series Batman, is a painter, too. West, who's now 88, long ago left Gotham City for the resort town of Ketchum, Idaho. This week, he'll be at the Gilman Contemporary Art Gallery for the opening of Criminals on Canvas. West says in a statement that his paintings capture the humor, zaniness, and depth of the Batman villains, as well as the Freudian motivations of Batman. The Joker, the Riddler, the Penguin, and Catwoman will all be there, on canvas, of course, Wednesday night, same bat time, same bat gallery.
Still riding that that thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
The depth of Batman. See, I'm probably thinking not. I don't think there's a lot of depth to Batman.
Hey, they're actually, you know, Batman's a little dark.
Well, but the cartoon one that Adam West was wasn't. But no, you're right. Michael Keaton as Batman was something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he's my favorite Batman of all of them.
Michael Keaton is
really enjoyed him. Because, you know, George Clooney tried it.
Yeah.
That was a little interesting.
Batfleck. We had Batfleck.
Oh,
I still have Batfleck.
See, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, really?
And then this well, who's the latest one? Christian Bale. All right, and I saw one of his, and that it looked kind of dark and foreboding.
Yeah,
but
with the voice kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah, that's part of it as well.
A Batman.
Yeah. So, Chelsea, you're not weighing in on Batman.
No, I've seen one with Christian Bale, okay. And I thought it was fine.
Just
but...
one? You didn't see? Did you see The Dark Knight Rises? Is that the one with Heath Ledger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I saw. Well, that's the one I saw.
Really?
That's the best one that he's done.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I'm glad I picked the right one.
Yeah, and Heath Ledger also helped.
When he was
that.
The Joker, right? Yeah, because that's when he went kind of cuckoo, and then unfortunately, yeah.
That's
okay.
When he locked himself up in a hotel room. And
but you're right. I mean, that one was dark.
Gyllenhaal, the sister.
Maggie.
Yeah, she's in that one.
Well, they also they went back and forth as far as that character goes because at first they had Katie Holmes in the first movie.
Maybe I saw that one too.
And they had Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Right. Okay.
And then the latest one they had Tom Hardy was the villain in the most recent Christian Bale one. But Batfleck was in Batman versus Superman.
Gotcha.
Batfleck.
He actually wasn't bad, believe it or not. He was probably the highlight of that movie.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Our good friend, Lieutenant Steve Brock over at College Station PD, he sent us a little bit of an update for that for the texting.
Sure.
So we've actually had since yesterday, I believe, 130 warnings. So that's up from the 88 that we originally reported. So 130, and the one citation still stands. That was written because the driver was using their phone when the accident occurred.
Yep.
So
there
that one was.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it. One more thing on top of another bad decision.
Yeah. So
right,
I just want to make sure we're keeping y'all informed with the right numbers.
Okay. Here we go with hockey news.
The Detroit Red Wings may have won their game Saturday, beating the Anaheim Ducks 6-4. But a 2-year-old boy in a Red Wings jersey won the hearts of everyone in the crowd. Every time fans saw the youngster up on the Jumbotron, they cheered with excitement. But each time the footage cut to something else, they booed. Videos of this are circulating on Twitter, many getting a kick out of it. The little boy was all smiles. It looks like he enjoyed his moment in the limelight. The Red Wings awarded him the honorary first star of the game.
So they booed when they put somebody else up?
The players were probably going, what the heck is going on? Why is this like roller coaster of cheers and boos?
It's hockey. They're used to it.
That's true. Right.
A gift from Riviera Salon and Day Spa will delight anyone on your shopping list. With Riviera's holiday spa packages and gift baskets, you can treat the one that you love to a massage, facial, manicure, and pedicure, or any number of services and products from the full-service spa and salon. And for every $200 in gift certificates you buy, receive $10 in free spa dollars to treat yourself later. Riviera Salon and Day Spa on Rock Prairie across from the new Scott and White Hospital. Visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find them on Facebook.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. Pool Guy.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, of course, it's the end of the year, and so we get all these things, you know, that have to do with high points, low points of the year. Merriam-Webster Dictionary. See this? They got a new word of the year. Here we go.
Surreal. That's Merriam-Webster's pick for word of the year. It means marked by the intense, irrational reality of a dream or unbelievable. Fantastic. It joins Oxford's Post-Truth and Dictionary.com's Xenophobia as the top choice of 2016. Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski saying the company tracks year-over-year growth and spikes spikes in lookups of words to come up with its top choice. The biggest spike for surreal, November 9th, the day Donald Trump became president-elect. And speaking of the president-elect, also on the list...
We're going to win Big League.
Mr. Trump actually saying Big League, but Big League is a real and archaic form of the word big, dating back to about 1400. And thanks to Hillary Clinton...
Basket of deplorables.
Deplorable, also on the list. And irregardless, considered a non-standard word for regardless, Sokolowski is saying it's best avoided.
It's not... Wait. What did she just call that? Hang on. She said...
Considered a non-standard word...
It's a wrong word. It's not a non-standard word. Irregardless is not a word. Just because you've seen it in print, just because people use it, it's not a word.
You feel some kind of way about this, don't
you,
Scott?
Well, I do, yeah, because people... Yeah, irregardless, all that notwithstanding. I mean, it's what people would say.
Well, irregardless of your feelings.
Thank you. I love the idea that surreal ends up getting spiked 2 days after it's probably used for the first time in a lot of people's
right.
world.
Oh, going, I know.
Well, surreal, what's that mean? That's cool. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Xenophobia was right there next to it.
No, really.
What phobia is that?
That's fear of people from outsiders. Yeah,
people who are different than you.
Oh.
So there.
Okay.
Yeah, so there. In other words, you're right in the way that you feel because they're not like you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And deplorable. I know, that's deplorable. Way too many. That's way too many syllables.
I just like basket of deplorable.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so let me see. Okay. You know, we probably should have done this a week ago, but now that everybody's given out their advice for holiday office parties... Monster.com says, now what to do after you screwed up at the party.
Oh. I bet this happens a lot.
Well,
the
it does.
The old morning after.
I think that's probably right. Mm-hmm. They, you know, if you embarrassed yourself, so here you go. Take responsibility and apologize for your behavior. Number two, be productive and focus on performing well. Number three, put your ego aside and make things as normal as possible. And number four... learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I went and saw that movie last night.
Oh, Office Party?
Yeah,
is
Office
that what it's
Party.
Called?
Yeah, Office Christmas Party.
How was that?
I actually thought it was pretty funny. Obviously, it's not for the kids, but I thought it was pretty
now,
humorous.
Now, what caused you to go to the movies last night knowing that the Star Wars thing is at the same theater? I mean... You know, was there a crowd, parking lot, and
no,
theaters
because,
and all that? Really?
Because there was hardly anybody there. Because
all the hardcore Star Wars people went over
yeah,
the weekend.
Yeah, they already went.
Yeah,
already
if anything, they're seeing it a second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's so like going to the movies with Elvis.
Yeah.
Because Elvis had rent the whole movie theater. Mm. So
oh, really?
Himself.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what he used to do. Anyway, so there weren't many people there.
No, because a lot of the students obviously are out of town.
Sure.
And we went fairly early, considering I'm doing the morning gig this week.
Okay.
I got out, and I think the movie started at like 5:30, something like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, okay.
But yeah, so went and saw it. It was actually.
So who's doing sports yesterday afternoon? I wasn't listening.
It was me.
Oh, you recorded it?
Yeah.
The magic of radio.
The magic of radio,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, I did my first one, and then I slipped out a little bit.
Okay, to go catch the movie.
Yeah.
So. Hello.
Hey, speaking of words that have lost their meaning, this conversation is epic.
Thank you. Oh, that's far out.
Man.
All right.
Hashtag blessed.
Okay. So now, the movie was not family friendly. Okay. Got
no,
that.
It was
and,
not.
Okay. But I mean, did it have some funny lines?
Yeah, I thought it did.
Okay.
It's got a lot of people who are known for their comedic
okay.
timing, I
yep.
guess.
Yep.
Jason Bateman, I'm a big fan.
Oh, he is good.
And Olivia Munn, I'm also a big fan.
Okay.
So
yeah,
right.
She's funny.
So you'd kind of recommend it, like when it comes out on Netflix, is that it?
Yeah, maybe. Like
deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Student Business Services to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Student Business Services uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. We told you yesterday Sylvester Stallone was going to like be on some National Endowment for the Arts thing, and he said, nah.
Oh, he declined?
He did. He said no.
I'm going to do this thing.
We had this story yesterday, I think, in the Fox News. 48 people are dead in the Siberian city of Irkutsk after they drank bath oil.
Yes, like a lotion of some type.
Because they got them drunk, right?
And it says on there, don't drink this.
Right, it is not for consumption. Poisoned them. Alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, contained methanol, which is an ingredient in antifreeze. 35 and 50 victims are mostly poor people and who commonly use household items as alternatives to cheap versions of alcohol.
Oh, jeez. I thought they did potatoes.
Bad word. Well, yeah, bad world over there. If that's